Season opener tomorrow for the Knox Prairie Fire. Good morning. It is 8:43, Galesburg's Morning News. And joining us, we'll do this each week throughout the football season. We'll talk some football with the Knox College head coach, Damon Tomeo. Coach, good morning.
Thanks morning, for coming in with Tom. Us this morning. It's amazing to believe that it is the last day of August. Tomorrow, September 1. And as my wife so affectionately says, football season is here.
Absolutely. And your kickoff tomorrow, the battle for the Lincoln Trophy at the Nosher Bowl. 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Let's talk first off about you got practice underway more than a couple of weeks ago. You actually had a little bit of a scrimmage game as well with Milliken. Talk about how things in the preseason went for you.
Sure. The guys reported in on August 10th, so we've had 3 weeks to get them going and prepared, including a scrimmage down at Milliken University. Milliken came off a really good season last year, and the CCIW kind of shocked some people. And that was a good competition for us, and I think good preparation for the game tomorrow. Eureka coming to town, which has been a tremendous rivalry, and in the last few years, actually going back on the records, first time Eureka and Knox played, 1873.
Wow.
1873. Our running backs coach, Bill Allison, was in attendance, still coaching the running backs at the time, and it's always great to have Bill on our sideline, and he was talking about that game the other day when he was there.
Well, had he gotten Lincoln's autograph prior to that?
I believe so. Oh. I believe so.
Just wanted to check. All right. So expectations, you got to be feeling good. You got to have – I mean, you had the best season that Knox has had in quite some time last year. Maybe not even quite where you wanted it to be last season. So it's not – and it's not just your expectations, but I guess it's the returning guys and the incoming guys. I guess their expectations need to be high.
You know, I think there's a level of confidence around the program, and the word expectations is dangerous. You know, you have expectations at your house, and all of a sudden you didn't do the dishes, and you're in trouble. That's me. But, you know, realistically for our guys, we've stepped forward, and we know how to compete, and we know what it's like to get into some games and be successful. And I think that's going to help us as we move the program into the 18 season with 15 seniors. And which is the largest class we've had in some time, a great size roster, and the program continues to, as we say, trend up and to the right.
You got three returning players that were all Midwest Conference picks: offensive line, defensive back, punter. But that's not all you've got back, though. You've got some a pretty good core that understand. They understand you. They've been with you for their fourth year now, and get what you're trying to do.
Well, 10 returning starters on offense is very, very helpful, even though the lone graduate there was the senior quarterback, the four-year starter, and Matt McCaffrey, who's done so much for the program. So there's a lot of parts there that are back. The touchdowns, the rushing yards, they're all there. So got to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands and let the other kids help our offense out and move the ball down the field. The other side of the ball, you know, 7 returning starters, a senior linebacker core in all 4 of them, and I feel a defensive back grouping that's as best as we've seen since I've been here. I think there's some positives there that, you know, it's exciting to have them go out and play finally, because it's someone else to finally hit and tackle, and that should be neat tomorrow to see.
And classes haven't started quite yet, have they?
Not yet. We still got another week and a half for classes to start, and our regular students have not moved in yet either, so we still got a little bit more time for that.
So we'd like to get some fans, some local fans out to come see the Prairie Fire tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, it's the only college game in town here in Galesburg. We love our community, and our community supports us so well. Our K-Club, our Booster Club for Athletics, is doing a pregame event. Come down through the tailgating, get a snack, and say hi to some people, and come out and see the game. You know, we don't charge. It's free to everybody. Game's at 1, and I know Eureka is going to bring a boatload of people up to Galesburg for the game, so it should be a great college game day atmosphere tomorrow.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. Let's talk specifically about tomorrow's game. You've had some great battles with these teams over the last few years.
It's a one-score game, you know, a 10-point game every year. Coach Barth does a tremendous job down there. Eureka won their conference last year. And, you know, got into the national playoffs, and a tremendous season for them. They have a senior running back, a preseason All-American. He's the real deal. And we know we're going to have our work cut out with us, having to stop him. I think their challenge right now is defensively. They graduated most of their defense, and, that'll be a challenge for them tomorrow in terms of how to, you know, contain our offense. But, that running back for Eureka, he's solid. He's solid now. 6 foot, about 215 pounds, and, he can go.
So you got that to contend with. Jordan Anderson's still there, right?
Jordan Anderson's returning.
16. It just seems like he's been there for a long time, but no, he was one of your senior returners.
Senior returner, Hollywood Jordan Anderson, who interned in the summer out in Hollywood at a movie studio, and currently right now, like Hard Knocks, he's doing Hard Knocks on our season for his senior project.
Oh, great.
So, Jay, catch that on social media as he starts releasing episodes each week about inside our program. And he's got his camera. He's always behind his own camera. It's been fun to watch him. And he's had a tremendous camp and should be a tremendous senior season.
Do you get to sit in on the final edit, by the way, just in case?
I tell our players all the time I trust him on and off the field, and okay. I'm going to let him portray our program as he sees fit. And I think he's a great representative of our program.
Absolutely. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about your schedule and what's upcoming and the Midwest Conference.
Sure. You know, we play a two-game non-conference schedule before heading into Midwest Conference play. Our conference is a North-South Conference. Six teams on each side, so there's five conference games there. We play two teams from the north. We're in the south, obviously. Two teams from the north, and in the last game of the season, we match up from the same finishing team from the north. So one plays one, two plays two, and it's kind of a fun, bullish-type environment, and you don't know who you play till the final week, and frustrating for coaches, but our guys seem to like it because you get to play somebody new every year.
When you're hoping you're playing that 1-1 or 2-2 matchup.
Absolutely. That's a fun thing. For us this year, we know we're traveling, so our last game of the year will be up in the north to finish out the season.
So you got Eureka home tomorrow. What's your other non-conference game?
We are playing Beloit, up at Beloit next week. We have a bye week, and then we're going to go up to Ripon. St. Norbert comes to us from the north, and then we start South Division play. Homecoming this year, Illinois College on October 10th, and we'll be traveling up to Grinnell and Cornell. We have Monmouth at home this year in week 9, and then our final game, again, is up in the north in the crossover game.
Same suspects. You're looking at Monmouth, Norbert. Who are you looking at as to be the strength of the conference?
Preseason picks for the coaches. They took Monmouth out of the south and St. Norbert out of the north. Those teams do not match up in regular season competition, so it should be an interesting season to see how that plays out on the field.
Yeah, well, and for your sake, hope that they don't match up in the that last week of the season either. That maybe it'll be you and say Norbert, right?
You know, one game at a time, Tom. We got Eureka tomorrow.
I'm not trying to put pressure on you.
Yeah, no, it's a tough season. It's a long season, but it definitely is a neat thing for our guys to be able to play. You know, we do play games in four different states because we have McAllister out of Minneapolis in our conference as well. And University of Chicago joined us last year, so it's a good addition. 12 teams in a conference. It's a good spread. It's fun.
What is there anything in particular you're looking most forward to? Is it having that big group of seniors and so many returning guys? Or what is it that you're personally kind of looking forward to this year?
We got practice today, Tom, at 10 o'clock, and my aim right now is to have a great practice. And then
there
when that's done, I'm going to probably have lunch. And then I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to have a staff meeting. And I tell our guys all the time, don't look too far ahead of yourself and just work through to get through the day and what you got to get to. And the list of to-dos is very long, and I'm just honored and so humbled to have this opportunity to be in this position that I'm in and going into year 6 for me here and our staff. And I try not to get too far ahead. But as I told Tyler Podvoisky this morning from Galesburg High School, who's now a senior starting inside linebacker, I'm just excited to see him play tomorrow. In his senior year, he's had a great camp, great career, and I think he's really going to cap it off in the next 10 weeks.
Lunch is always on my list of things I'm looking forward to each day, by the way.
Did you say you were buying me lunch today?
I didn't. Is that how that came out?
I might have missed that. Yeah.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo, his sixth season starting here at Knox. They'll open tomorrow afternoon with the Eureka Red Devils, the battle for the Lincoln Trophy. 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl tomorrow afternoon. Going out, and again, it's free. I mean, it's great entertainment, great atmosphere for college football, and should be another. I mean, you've had. This will be 6 years now of what have been really great games between these two programs.
Absolutely. And I expect the same thing tomorrow. I think this one's going to go down to the fourth quarter. You know, watch out for the turnovers late in the game. We had that problem last year. And it should be a good football game. Small college football is best right here in Western Illinois.
Absolutely. All right. So that's a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon. Well, there has been some college football on the upper levels already, but more to come. And usually early, there's not too many of the big matchups. Anything to start the season here? Any fairly big matchups at all?
Well, if you caught it last night, Northwestern beat Purdue 31-27, Big Ten action, which was great to see Northwestern starting off on the right foot for Big Ten followers.
They've got a long winning streak, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Big Ten, Purdue is going to be an interesting game, matchup all season for people. So I think Purdue's stepping forward. Saturday, if you got your TV on, Washington at Auburn, number 6 versus number 19. The big one everyone's circling is Michigan at Notre Dame. That should be a good game on Saturday. Sunday, there's a game. What gives?
Really?
I know. Because the NFL started,
haven't started yet.
So Miami's going down to LSU, again, a top 25 matchup. And then Monday, Virginia Tech, Florida State, which, you know, some people are paying attention to the ACC. But I think the Washington-Auburn game is interesting, as well as the Michigan-Notre Dame game. And as I've been asked all offseason, I need to make a pick as to which team I think is going to be in the college football playoffs. Not win the whole thing, but finish Final Four. I picked Georgia last year, and they made it to Final Four.
Yep.
I'm going with Washington this year.
Really?
The Huskies. And, you say Pac-12 homer, West Coast guy. I just have a feeling now they have a senior quarterback. They have a senior running back. They've progressed every year. They're in that conversation. And I really think they got a shot at kind of being in that final grouping. Their schedule lines up pretty favorably for them. If you're looking at Big Ten play, Ohio State right now is nearing dumpster fire level with their head coach situation.
Yeah.
The Big Ten's going to beat up on each other. You know, Alabama will be in the conversation. Clemson's going to be in the conversation. But somebody's got to come out of the Pac-12. And I think Washington this year, even though Stanford's got a team, I think Washington's going to be the team.
Well, you probably find out a lot about them with that matchup with Auburn right off the bat.
Right off the bat. And they go right in the fire again at USC here in a week or two after. So they're going to have some tough games right out of the chute. The strength of schedule is very high. And, again, I think they're just a team that's going to show up late. And I say you heard it here first.
Knox head coach Damon Tomeo joining us. You're going with the purple, that's why, right?
Staying with the purple. Staying with the purple, yeah.
All right, well, Illinois opens with Kent State tomorrow. Lovie Smith, I got to give him credit. I thought he would be able to do this. He is getting players in there. Are they still too young at this point? What's going to happen? They do have a quarterback with some experience that he named as a starter, a transfer. What are you expecting out of them?
Well, their non-conference schedule lines up for them to be 3-0. Kent State, Western Illinois, no offense to Western Illinois, but Illinois should step up on that one, and then South Florida. So if they're not 3-0 in the next 3 weeks, there's going to be some issues in Champaign.
Yeah, and like I said, he's done a great job recruiting. I kind of expected that. He's gotten a lot of good guys to commit, so he's got some young guys in there, some other young guys come out. So maybe they're still, what, year or two away? I don't know.
If they're going to give them enough time to do it, we're not sure.
Yep, absolutely. So the Illini, in fact, you'll be able to hear their game with Kent State tomorrow. I also saw yesterday they've added Illinois State to their schedule starting next year, which a little bit of a surprise, but, you know.
They play in Western now. It's a good regional matchup for them, and travel-wise, it's easy. So it doesn't cost them a whole lot for a guarantee game to bring somebody in.
And the biggie tomorrow, the Knox Prairie Fire hosting the Eureka Red Devils. That'll be at 1 o'clock at the Nosher Bowl, the kickoff, and that for the Lincoln Trophy. And you want to keep that here, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, well, before you get to that, you got a 7 o'clock kick tonight. Galesburg-Geneseo should be a very good matchup. I've been very impressed with Galesburg's team this year and what they did last week at Dunlap. A couple plays. And, he had a senior-laden team, Coach Washbaugh. I think they're going to be in great shape. But they got a little bit younger this year. Not quite the depth there they want, but they competed. And I think tonight's going to be another good matchup for them. I'll be in attendance wearing purple on the sideline. Come up and say hi, and let's chat some football.
Well, I'm talking with Coach Wash before the season, he said, turnovers are going to be a big thing. And that was the difference, honestly. A couple of turnovers, a couple of Dunlap touchdowns was the difference. Otherwise, you're looking at 7-7, and who knows. And they, kind of had a drive going toward the end of the half and didn't get it done before the break. So, yeah, it was probably a closer game than what that final score looked like last week.
Absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely was. And turnovers in game one is always a thing. Now, what you do see from game one to game two is a huge improvement of a team. They can get some real action, some film. They can clean up some of the mistakes. So I expect Galesburg to have that cleaned up. And if they do, watch out. I think it's something that it's going to give some teams some fits in the Western Big Six.
Knox head coach Damon Tomeo joining us. Of course, NFL doesn't kick off to what, next Thursday night?
Yep.
Anything in particular jump out at you from the preseason?
Let's get it out right now. Chicago's going to Green Bay week one. We'll find out right away. Mitch Trubisky, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers got a new contract, but
yeah.
A couple bucks there. It's kind of like with the money you're making, Tom.
Yeah, a lot like that, except I have better perks, though.
Absolutely.
He didn't get to talk to you like I do.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So it should be good for the Bears fans to figure out where their team lies right out of the gate, in the preseason for the NFL. It's not something to use as a gauge as much. But so that should be good in the NFL, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more into that as the season progresses. And again, I've been pushed so much on this whole podcast thing.
Yes.
If you haven't heard it, you better download our leadership podcast. Scott Kramer and I have combined to record a podcast infrequently to just put out some leadership thoughts. And it's getting a lot of hits. It's getting a lot of downloads. It's almost scary that many people are listening
to it. Well, and it should because it's not – this is not – all about football, if you're thinking it is, because we like to listen to you talk football. But it's a great thing, though, and just like you said, if you run a business, if you play athletics or you're a manager, just in life. I mean, it really is it's really a great podcast. So again, where can people find it?
Well, wherever you get your podcast from, if you're on iTunes or if you're a Stitcher or the Apple Store, they have all those apps that are out there for you. It's a free to download, free to subscribe. And if you can't find it, just drop me a note, drop me an email, and I'll send it to you. We put it out on social media all the time that it's out there as well. So we're all over social media with our football program. But really, the podcast does affect everybody. You know, it impacts anyone that's a leader in your house, a leader in your business, a leader in your classroom. And I think that you can gain something out of it. We put in a lot of effort into it, and the feedback's been great. And for those out there, we really don't talk football at all. And it's been a fun endeavor, and we look forward to continuing it.
It's going to start getting you a lot of speaking engagements, by the way. I'm just saying. You better be ready for that.
WGIL is at the number one on the list.
We pay the best, right?
Yes, you pay the best with your Aaron Rodgers salary.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I appreciate the money.
Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach. He'll join us each week during the football season. Each Friday, we'll preview the Prairie Fire. We'll talk about the other college and high school football and the NFL as well. Coach, best of luck coming up tomorrow afternoon against the Red Devils.
Thanks so much, and best of luck to the Streaks tonight as they're hosting Geneseo.